You are listening to an RPA production, where people gather. Ladies and gentlemen, Real Paranormal Activity is proud to present The Sandman Lullaby with your host, Patrick Sean Jones.
The hag is astride this night for a ride, the devil and she together. Through thick and through thin, now out and then in, though no foul be the weather. A thorn or a bur she takes for a spur, with a lash of a bramble she rides now. Though brakes and though briars, over the ditches and mires, she follows the spirits that guide now. No beast for his food dares now range the wood, but hushed in his lair he lies lurking, while mischief by these, on land and on seas, at noon of night are working. The storm will arise and trouble the skies this night, and more for the wonder. The ghost from the tomb, arrighted, shall come, called out by clap and by thunder.
Sandman Lullaby here on RPA. Yeah, that's the Real Paranormal Activity Network. And I like to thank each and every one of you that happened to hit that little button to check out what's going in the world. I usually say dreams, ghosts, and goblins, and boogeymen. Lisa, you ever had a boogeyman go after you?
Absolutely, actually. I think I told you about several times, but absolutely.
This is Lisa Marie Cart right here. She's all the way up there. What? Lisa Cart?
Oh, Lisa Marie, Lisa Cart, Lady Lisa.
Lady. Well, I always called you Lady Lisa.
You always call me Lady Lisa. What did you call me? The luscious Lady Lisa?
Luscious Lady Lisa. You're calling all the way from, what, New Orleans?
Yeah.
How's it out there?
Mardi Gras.
What, New Orleans is nothing but a one-day Mardi Gras, or?
It's 3 weeks, it's Mardi Gras. We're almost done with it, but I even went, like, yesterday with a couple of my friends from Atlanta. They visited here, and I went for my first experience with them, too. But it's, like, 3 weeks every day, it's Mardi Gras.
So what about the landmarks and everything like that? I know you get into the paranormal and to the ghosts in the darkness usually like that, but how is the ambience of moving from Tampa to New Orleans?
It's a parallel dimension.
Really? Explain that to me.
Well, you know how you can feel it in, like, your chest and your stomach when you go from one place to another, and you can feel like you're in another place, but it's the same place, but it's with different types of entities, different beings, and it's a different type of world.
What have you encountered while you've been out there?
I had, here is the parallel dimension area. It's like, I call it the episode of Sliders every day. If anyone has seen Sliders, which I watched when I was a kid,
right,
then you can relate. Every day was a new world for them, but it was the same Earth. And that's what it's like here. And there's a lot of dark magic. There's a lot of weird people, shifty people. There's shady people. There are some good people that, like, you experience a lot of weird things that happen here. And I experienced a lot of it. And, when you're talking about landmarks, a lot of it is cemeteries, a lot of it is, there's the Museum of Death, there's the vampire shop, there's a lot of witch stores here. So there's obviously a lot of things that are way different from Tampa, and here it's like, it seems like it's the home of, like, magic and dimensions and portals here. That's what it feels like.
If you have somebody visiting, what would be one of the first places you'd have them visit if they go over to Nolens?
I tell them not to go to Bourbon Street. I tell them if they're going to go downtown, they need to go to, like, the Frenchman, French Quarter, or Lordy Decatur, basically. We call it Lordy over here. Apparently, that's what they call it, but it's never go to Bourbon Street. That's the place where it's bad. It's bad over there.
Bad bad feelings? Bad people?
I've gotten stalked. I've gotten a knife put at me. I've gotten my house, my car already, like, broken into.
Oh, really?
And it's always when I'm around that area in Bourbon. But when I'm around in the other areas, it's fine. It's so crazy, but it's fine. The people there are more respectful of boundaries. But when you go to Bourbon Street, it's like, it's the one place where everyone knows you can get fucked up on, and the police don't give a fuck what you do there.
Wow. Kind of like Ybor City down here in Tampa.
Exactly, and I compare it to a lot of things in Ybor City. I do, and I feel like it's turning into Ybor City over there.
How's the, getting off subject real quick, how's the metal atmosphere out there?
It sucks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the metal scene here really sucks. Any music scene here sucks. Everyone skips over here. Nothing goes on. I did, however, see Crowbar was here recently with Corrosion of Conformity. Goat Horror travels here a lot because most of them live here.
Obviously. Well, I was about to say, most of the members of Goat Horror live in New Orleans, as far as I know.
The people that do live here, so does Crowbar, they live here too. And then Rivers and Isle is going to be here soon, but everything else pretty much skips.
Well, that brings up to the darkness kind of thing, that when it goes to, like, the music scene. How's the, is it very dark music, or is it very swampy stoner music, or?
Actually, I see more swampy stoner music and jazz music that comes through here.
Huh.
But there is, like, metal bars that do host, like, the type of stuff here, but it has to do with, like, whenever I talk to bands saying, hey, you're not coming through New Orleans, but they're going to go through Birmingham and Alabama? That's ridiculous. And they say it has to do with the promoter and how many people draw out.
I'm not putting that on Birmingham. Yeah. So tell me about apparitions. Have you seen anything while you've been out there?
I haven't really seen any apparitions. It's more like feelings and energies here. It's very dark here.
What about your dreams? What's the difference between your dreams from living in Tampa and going over all the way to that area?
It's kind of the same, but really more intense because I've had, like, a lot more stress from moving. Like, recently I've had a lot of lucid dreams. And, like, last night I was having a dream. It was very lucid. It seemed very real until I woke up. And
what was it about?
I was eating scrambled eggs with my hands. Never had that before. And then I looked it up today, and it said, rebirth, creative energy potential that you're not realizing. It was actually a really good one, and I didn't realize it because eggs means breakfast, and breakfast means waking up. It was a good dream, but I've been having a lot of really lucid dreams about things that I've been, like, frustrated about in my past. But then I look at it, and it's all about, like, rebirth, and going to have, like, a good future about it, and that you have, like, a lot of creative potential that you could use this stuff and put it into your future and be successful about, which is interesting.
Well, can you give me an example of the lucid dream you had? Because you're giving me the outcome, but what was some of the dreaming that you did?
Yeah, I know. It was, like, last night, the one that I remember, it just, for an hour, I just ate scrambled eggs with my hands. And it was as if I was engorging an egg. And I didn't get it. And then I looked online about it, about food. And then there was a website where they had different types of food and what it meant. And then it said breakfast. And then there was one about eggs. And I didn't get that. And then I read about it. It was about creative potential, rebirth, things like that. And it definitely made sense for me because I came here and you know why I came here. So.
Yeah, you were working on your career. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and it's all creative. And it's very difficult. But I've had a lot of insecurities and setbacks that, like, they weren't really setbacks. They were more, like, realizations. So it's hard to explain. But, like, when I saw it today and I looked up online what it meant, I was like, okay, so now I kind of realize this is what's actually going on. Because I had just gotten a reading, like a few days ago, too. About it, and she said the same thing to me, basically.
That you're going through a new beginning?
A hard time. It was basically when I came here, it was a new beginning, yeah. That was what it was. Yes, absolutely.
So that makes me wonder about other things going through your dreamlands. What about your, have you been still astral projecting?
I haven't done that in like a really long time. I think it's because when I moved here, I've been extremely stressed out, and with the stuff that went on in my past, too, it's been extremely difficult for me to move on. And then I had, like, all these things in Tampa that helped me with it. And then I moved here. I had no one. I had to find a new doctor. I had, like, a lot of anxiety. I had to make new friends. It's very difficult, you know, moving to a new place. Everything is brand new, and you have to adjust because everything is a change. And if you don't go along with any changes, then you're just stuck in the past, and that's not what I wanted to be. So I'm going along with it, and, you know, it is what it is.
Well, you're going to a lot of, conventions that I saw lately. You're pushing your acting career, which is actually pretty good.
Yes, so I was asked to do that, to be Rob's assistant for that, the Geek City Con. Rob is one of my best friends, but he has a very successful career in acting. He lives like 7 minutes from me, though. So, you know, when I need someone to be there for me, like, he's there, and I'm friends with his wife and his kids, which is great. But, you know, anyway, so he asked me to be his personal assistant. We're only like 3 hours away from Geek City Con, and it was a lot of fun. I, like, got to network and meet a lot of people. We were right next to, like, one of the biggest wrestling stars. And
yeah, I saw that. You were right next to Kevin Nash.
Yeah, Kevin Nash and, what is his name, Michael. I forgot his last name.
He went by Razor Ramon.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I turns out, like, a lot of these people knew, like, a lot of my other friends, like, who worked in, like, movies and wrestling and stuff. It was pretty cool. I liked it.
Cool. So tell me some of the things that you've been reading lately.
What did I just say? I mean, I haven't really read too much lately when I came here.
Who are you reading before?
I was reading a lot of stuff I didn't want to read, and it was for, like, my acting class, and I thought it was all bullshit, so I stopped reading it. But when I'm reading anything, it's usually about, like, the paranormal or sci-fi or, like, aliens and stuff like that. So a lot of it is online.
Do you get it with method acting by any chance when you're doing your readings and you're getting into character?
Absolutely.
Well, tell me how you do that. What do you start envisioning? If you're playing a dark character, do you just start summoning up the most dark and evil person you can think of? Or
I definitely have done some stuff. I'm trying to think of a few things. There's a few. I mean, I can't talk about it on here, but there's a...
Why not? Few, like, you can talk to me. Trust me. It's just me and you. Nobody else is listening.
Right. There's a couple things. The short high and low that I do with this other... I won't say his name on here, but he's with the same agency I am, too, but he moved to Atlanta recently. And he asked me and the other guy who was directing it if I would be in it. And it was beautiful because he's one of my best friends. We went to a different acting school, but he's very talented. He's like the guy 10 years from now, he's going to be a celebrity type of guy.
Right.
and he's a method actor too.
Yeah.
And it was a fucked up story. There was no dialogue. There was no script. It was just go as it goes. And we did in St. Pete. And every day he would call me and make sure I only had 4 hours of sleep. And we would pretend to be boyfriend, girlfriend. And we were already best friends, but we had became really close. And we had to get specific drugs for this thing because the whole movie was about drugs and getting pregnant and having a very turbulent, bipolar, toxic relationship surrounded by drugs, thus high and low. So we did a lot of scenes, and the director was there. It was a very interesting short a year later, and it was praised very, very highly by a lot of people. It was a very artistic British type of film.
Sounds like it. How was your sleeping pattern while this was going on?
Oh, we didn't get, like, any sleep.
Yeah, you know, you just said you only got, what, 4 hours sleep.
For, like, 2 weeks. And then, like, when we finally did it, it was, like, we didn't sleep for, like, 3 days. And the director had us hotels and stuff. So,
my God.
It's, like, true method. Like, I saw, like, the other guy, like, throw up in the bathroom and stuff because he couldn't handle it.
I'm wondering how you were able to take that. I mean, especially on that much of a span. That's a long span without sleeping.
I'm not sure either. There's a lot of stuff I've done in my past. There's one where I did a scene in my acting class, and I was supposed to do a new media. I ended up getting fucked over on it, but it was something I wrote, and it was what I got fined by my agents over. Like, I saw it in a showcase in my acting class.
Right.
And we ended up doing a new media thing so I could get my SAG card over it. And I ended up getting fucked over by it because she stole everything. And I was like a very bad, messed up type of person. I ended up like trying some of it, and I had a really bad come down. But when I did the scene, I was so disgusting that they actually believed. I didn't tell anyone that, so it was awful. I never did it again after that, but it was like a very method thing that I did. I tried it, and I was like, I will never do this ever again. I don't know how anyone could do it.
I'm glad you decided that.
That was another thing I did.
Right. I'm glad you decided to clear on that.
Oh, I know. It was awful.
So what questions have you been thinking of lately?
It's always like, me, am I going to be successful? That's always how I am, and I know, like, I moved here for it, but that's always my insecurities. I moved here, but, you know, some people don't make it, but for me.
So are you chasing it, or are you basically letting it come to you naturally, though?
No, my agents, I mean, I moved here, but my agents take care of everything now.
Right.
But, like, I mean, I've done so many good auditions now, and I have, like, a few friends that said, I'm surprised you haven't booked yet. And I said, I am too, but that means that the role wasn't for me. And I had, like, so many good auditions to the point where my agent texted me saying, I'm surprised you didn't get this either. And they were pretty big roles, but it, like, discouraged me.
Okay. Well, while you were here, you felt like you were being chased by a dark figure that was following you. Do you still feel that?
I don't know. Maybe.
Why you still? Well, what do you mean, maybe?
Well, I mean, it's always been following me, like, since, you know, I was a kid, and you even saw it, like, at Psycho Realms. I remember I told you, like, when I had to blow in one of it out of my house, I told you, like, what happened with that, too.
Yeah, blue air in your face.
All over.
Has anything happened in New Orleans with, the figure that was chasing you, or did you?
No, not heavy or deep. Just
so it's not
my own.
It's not as attached as it was back here in Tampa.
Yeah, I haven't seen it here. My cat hasn't either. It's just my own sadness type of thing. But, like, I feel like it could probably come back if I continue to, like, put that energy into it. But I don't think it will, because the last time I did it in my house, I feel like it completely went away. Who knows?
Well, I hope you're the best with that. So, Lisa, talk to me.
Okay.
talk to me, baby.
Okay. What you want?
No, that's why I got my cards in front of me. So did you want a Celtic cross spread, or did you just have a specific question that you wanted answered?
See if I'm gonna book anything this year.
This year? Okay, I'm gonna be. Yep. Whoa! Just something just jumped out. Hold on.
It always jumps that when I'm around.
No, the card jumped out. It was the Ace of Pentacles. It was the Ace of Pentacles that jumped out when I was cutting the cards. And, you know, Ace of Pentacles, you don't have to strive for it. You don't have to try for it. It always comes your way. So if there was a card that was going to jump out of the deck, that would actually be the card to jump out of the deck. So it jumped out of the deck, landed.
I never get bad cards.
No, that was actually a very good card that jumped out, which was very good. So it'd be a three card reading. Tell me when to stop. You can't tell me from to stop from.
Stop.
All right, there we go. Three card. Let's see here. Ace of Cups, the Moon, the Hermit. Ace of Cups, you don't have to strive for it. You don't have to try for it. It always comes out of the clouds and it comes to you. Ace of Cup usually means love. So it's usually heading that way. The Moon, usually that's someone going by the beat of their own drum. You're going to do what you want to do. Somebody tells you how to do something. You know, it really doesn't matter because you're going to do it the way you want to do it. And the Hermit comes forth waving this torch of knowledge. And just as it comes, it goes. So we see past, present, and future, or what's going on, the influence and the final outcome. Seems like you got to be yourself. And you've always been yourself. But the final outcome, you're going to have that opportunity, and probably it's going to fade away real quick. So you got to see when it's going to be heading that way. So,
okay.
So there's not a problem right there. But, you know, you've always had that luck. I mean, we've worked together since, what, 2011 from Van Warped Tour?
Yes.
So, you know, you always have that perfect luck to make things happen. And so shouldn't be a problem there because, you know, that you went all the way from Tampa to New Orleans and, you know, you're in your element. Someone told me you're the silver haired banshee.
You
still got your silver hair?
Yes, I do. I know you're not online a lot, but it's almost white now.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. You can look on my page. Like, I posted, like, a progress of my hair, too.
Well, hold on. Give us your digits real quick. Let them know how to get in touch with you because, you know, who knows? You might have a director out there that's listening and needs a beautiful, vampirish possessed.
Give him my...
Hell maiden.
You want me to give out my number?
No, don't give me your phone number. Give them your email or give them your... your Facebook and stuff like that.
I'm giving my email.
Yeah, do that way.
Yeah, it's just Lisa Cart, K-A-R-T, at yahoo.com. You can find me on Facebook, too, Lisa Marie Cart, K-A-R-T. Find me on there.
Lisa, one question before we actually go. Anywhere in the world, if you were sleeping and dreaming, or any time of existence that you can go to, where would you like to go to?
If I was sleeping or dreaming?
If you're sleeping or dreaming, astral projecting.
Probably to Ireland.
What you go to Ireland for?
Well, my mother's from there, and I grew up over there, too.
Oh, you never told me that.
I know.
How old were you when you left Ireland?
Well, my mom is an immigrant, and so is my dad, and so is my grandmother. But I was born in New York, but I grew up over in Ireland, too. So I spent a lot of time over there. I know that sounds like confusing, but I spent a lot of time over in Ireland where I lived there for like 4 or 6 months, but I was like younger. And then as I got older, it would be a month or two. All my family's over there, like my cousin, my nephews, my aunts, everyone.
How old were you there when you were living?
Been going on since I was a baby.
Oh,
my mom would always be over there because...
No, I don't mean... I mean, how old were you? I mean, were you... Do you remember dreaming?
I never dreamed about Ireland, that's the thing, but I love it over there.
Okay. Well, that was the comparison. I was trying to figure out, you know, because I'm a firm believer in different locations. You are hooked up with different areas of your dreams. And, you know, if someone compared to somewhere like that's in Ireland or somewhere in their homeland where they're born at or where they were raised at and they feel comfortable at or where they moved to, you know, that modifies the different insights into their dreams.
Yes.
It could be stress. Go ahead.
For 2 months, I lived with my Aunt Mary and my cousin Michael. Right now, my cousin Michael has cancer, so my mom is talking about going there in the summer with me. My Aunt Esther is like a mess right now, but I mean, I'm sure he's going to be fine. He just had surgery, but they're just a mess right now. But like, I lived with them for months, and they were so poor that like they couldn't even afford like AC or anything. This is like in the summertime, but that's like how my mother lived. It's like a type of Angela's Ashes type of thing. And these are the people that actually survived through that stuff too, because they were. I mean, she died like right after I visited her. She was so old.
Wow. Hey, quick question. Yeah. If you got anything, I'm going to get back away from the microphone real quick. You have anything that you want to say to the world at large? Because we're heard in like 160-something countries, and, you know, RPA Network has... We just picked up a video show of ghost investigators on the RPA Network. So besides the podcast, we actually have video shows.
I'm down to help in any way.
Well...
And, what to say to the world? Stop being an asshole. How about that?
It's right where it
stop
needs to hit.
Stop being assholes. Like, have a sense of humor, but just stop being assholes altogether.
What happened in the last 5 years? Did everything just go to hell?
Social media has numbed everyone to a culture. There's good and there's bad with it, and... I believe that people have become even more numb with it and have become even more sensitive to it, to the point where they're overly sensitive with no sense of humor. And then there's people who have become so numb that they're calling people out for no reason, witch hunt. There's a lot of good and bad that goes with it. And I believe social media is the killer of everything right now. So, but just stop being assholes. How about that? Be a real human being. Have empathy. How about that?
There, I like that one. Have empathy. Have empathy. Let me get this out real quick. Don't forget, on Monday, you have Real Paranormal Activity, the podcast. Well, that's with your host, Mr. Aaron Hunter. He reads your stories and talks about ghosts that you happen to see. On Tuesday, you have Aaron Frail. Aaron's does Aaron's Horror Show. He checks out horror movies and horror books and checks out the world of horror, so you don't have to check out all the crap that's actually out there in the world of entertainment. And on Wednesday, you have Terry Davenport with Terry's Mysterious Moments, and he basically goes through cryptoids. And every other Thursday or so, or whenever we get out there, whenever I get into the studio, you have the Sandman Lullaby. We talk about dreams just like this and just talk. Just talk. See what's going on. If you need to reach me anytime, you can reach me on Gmail at SANDMANLULLABY. That's SandmanLullaby at gmail.com. Luscious Lady Lisa. I miss saying that so much.
I know you do.
Luscious Lady Lisa.
And can you play a song for me tonight?
Yeah, I'll play something. What are you, Typo Negative tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Which one?
You always know.
What's Typo Negative?
How about Love You to Death?
Okay, I'll play Love You to Death. I can't do it now, I'll play it on the show tonight. I'm on probably 45 minutes on another show.
Okay.
So, Luscious Lady Lisa, I'm going to let you hold on for a second, and I'm going to talk to the people out there and say thank you, 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 thank you. You've been in the RPA, and this is the Sandman Lullaby. We'll be right back.
Yeah.